As an avid book lover, I like to think of myself as fairly well-read, yet I'm constantly finding new authors I have yet to discover. James McBride is one of those authors. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick has a preview of his latest release as well as some of his earlier work. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. I had heard of the writer James McBride since the 1990s, when he published a best-selling memoir called The Color of Water. But the first time I actually read him was when I was assigned to write about the way he portrays the character of John Brown in his 2013 National Book Award winner, The Good Lord Bird. McBride's portrait of the fanatical abolitionist is quite the literary rehab job, taking a man who was very likely a dour, chilling vigilante and turning him into a crazy roisterer for Jesus, a charismatic maniac who might have stepped out of a Mark Twain novel or a Coen Brothers movie. The key to this portrayal is the eyes we see him through, an 11-year-old slave known as the Onion. The Onion was both orphaned and freed during Brown's raid on Harper's Ferry, and when he's mistaken for a girl because he's wearing a smock, he decides to just go with it, which gets him into some pretty incredible situations like being taken into work as a gopher in a whorehouse. The sheer delight quotient of The Good Lord Bird is matched by McBride's latest, Five Carat Soul. Two novellas and five stories bursting with humor, magic, and wisdom, and characters including zoo animals, World War II veterans, Abraham Lincoln, and the very young, very poor musicians of the Five Carat Soul Bone Bottom Band. The stories are set in a marginal neighborhood outside Pittsburgh and told by a narrator named Butter. His bandmates are Goat, Beanie, Bunny, and Dex. The band has a gig coming up in 4 months, Butter explains, so we was rehearsing hard and smoking a little weed and drinking a little Thunderbird wine and rehearsing some more, because that's what you do in a street band when you about to go to high school. You get ready for gigs. It don't matter that gigs mostly never happen. That's not the point. A gig is a gig. When I started planning this weekly reader segment on McBride, I realized the time had finally come for me to read The Color of Water. Boy, howdy, what a story it is. James McBride's mother, Ruth McBride Jordan, was an Orthodox Jewish girl from a shtetl in Poland who was raised in the rural South, fled from her abusive father, married an African-American man, was widowed, married another African-American man, was widowed again, and was left in poverty. Yet somehow she managed to raise 12 children, all of whom have become doctors and lawyers and professors with degrees from the finest schools in the land. James, the writer, was the eighth. His father died while he was in the womb, and the stepfather who raised him never even lived in their house because he couldn't take the chaos. McBride grew up furiously embarrassed of his weird white mother, who rode around the projects of Brooklyn in a flowered house dress on an ancient bicycle. But not until he started this book did he know a single thing about her past, not even her real name. This is a truly amazing and inspiring American story, so don't wait 20 years to read it.
James McBride's latest book is Five Carat Soul. You can find more information about McBride, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.